Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm excited to share with you this week because we are fast approaching August 1st, 2024, H1 on the Gregorian calendar. I usually don't talk all that much about the Gregorian calendar, but listen, I can tell you this for sure. August is a month of promotion and acceleration. It happens no matter what happens on the Hebrew calendar. Now we're about a week in to the 3 weeks of mourning or between the straits. We're about a week into that at this time. And so this has been a time of stripping, stretching, right? God has been revealing idols to us, but he's getting ready as he's been stripping to promote and accelerate. And that's what I'm excited about this month. Listen, God wants you to serve him and serve him only. Let me read a scripture to you from Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. So listen, God has been revealing the idols that are in our life. What are the things we're going for provision, protection, acceptance? He's been stripping that off of us. He's been making us a little lighter, but now he's pointing your eyes to some really awesome future opportunities. There's some great things that are getting ready to come. Listen, there is some financial blessing that is coming to you. There's some relationship blessing. There's some new jobs. There's a shifting of house. There's some great things that are getting ready to happen in this month of August. Eight is the eighth month on the Gregorian calendar, right? Eight is the number of new beginnings. And August 1st, which is going to happen in just a few days, is August 1st, the first day of the month of new beginnings. So although we're still in the month of Tammuz on the Hebrew calendar, we are indeed in the month of promotion, which is the month of new beginnings. New things start. Now listen, if you haven't gotten a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, this is explained in here. Because we're in like Tammuz, the end of Tammuz, okay? We're nearing the end of Tammuz. We're getting ready to step into the month of Av, but we're in the Gregorian calendar, the eighth month, which is the month of August. So these are the things I teach in here because I help you integrate the Gregorian calendar and the Hebrew calendar. So although we're still in Tammuz, which is a month of stripping, we're entering into, in just a couple of days, the month of August. We're coming out of July. We're stepping into August, and we're coming into August 1st, which is a day of promotion. Now listen, there's a couple more days of promotion that are beyond August 1st. That's August 8th. That's the day of new beginnings and the day of new beginnings, 8-8 in this year, 2024. Then August 13th ends the month of Av, okay? So, we start the month of Av, but it ends the 3 weeks of mourning, Av 9, okay? So that's another time where we get kicked into promotion and acceleration. So we have the 1st of August, the 8th of August, and the 13th of August. These are key times where God is promoting, accelerating, promoting, accelerating, promoting, accelerating. And we're getting ready to step into Av, which is God, our comforter. It's a month where we remember that God is our comforter. So he's removing idols. He's causing us to redefine. What have we had our eyes on that we're worshiping? We can worship God and serve him only. As he's promoting you and bringing you new ideas, he does not want you to set those new ideas up as idols. That's the essence of today's message. You're going to be promoted even this week. You're getting ready to step into the month of new beginnings on the Gregorian calendar. You're getting ready to step into the first day of August. Now listen, this is exciting. But with this means God's going to give you some fresh ideas. Do not make your fresh ideas an idol. Come on, that's my word for today. Do not make your fresh ideas an idol. See, creative ideas are flowing. Heaven is opening up. It was revealed to you the things you need to let go of, but now it's being revealed to you the things that he wants you to grab a hold of. Okay, so as you're letting go of things in Tammuz, he's now introducing the things you're going to grab a hold of, and then the things that are going to elevate you moving forward in a time of acceleration. And listen, things are going to go fast. I'm just telling you, they're going to go fast. Now, technically, We're still in between the straits from Lamentations, or the 3 weeks of mourning. As we approach the 9th of Av, which is around August 13th, that's a day of fasting and prayer where the Jewish people remember that their temple was destroyed twice, okay? So it is a time of mourning. But God is promoting us and accelerating us even into the midst of the mourning. So we got to balance the two of these things. Balance the stripping and then balance the promotion. The two things that got to take place. So God is pruning. Why? So that the tree can grow quickly, and the tree can grow with new leaves, and the tree can grow in advance. So Tammuz and pruning and stripping then becomes, here as we approach August, a jump start of all of those branches getting ready to bud new leaves or new life. It is a new spiritual growth time that we are getting ready to approach. Somebody needs to send this to their friends today. Listen, I know it's been difficult. There's been a lot of warfare, but listen, warfare always surrounds the idols that we worship. During this time, God's taking you to new levels of faith. He's taking you to new levels of humility. He's taking you to places where you had to humble yourself, right? God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And he's properly positioning you for the new things that he's showing you. But here's the deal. You're getting cleansed and pruned during Tammuz, right? Being stretched and stripped. But he doesn't want you to grab a hold of the new things that are coming and make them a god. Be properly aligned. Tammuz helps us properly align. Yes, it was the month that the Jewish people, the Israelites, were at the base of Mount Sinai, and Moses came down and saw them worshiping a golden calf. He then divided the people up. Who's for God and who's not for God? Okay, but since you've said you're for God, since you're gone through the process, now God is saying, listen, you're one of mine. Let me accelerate you and let me take you on to the land of promise. And that's what we're going to begin to start stepping into in August, September, October, and November. So as a prophet of the Lord, I'm telling you, you're getting ready to come out of this thing. All right, you're going to find a jump start. Right now, God's been speaking to you about some new ideas. But again, warning, don't grab a hold of those new ideas and turn them into idols. All right, God's giving you ideas about new business opportunities, new artistry, new creative events are coming from heaven, new drama, new worship is coming, new sounds are coming, new financial opportunities are coming, new things are coming. Listen, new contracts are being signed. Listen, but do not make that decision to do something new an idol. Keep your proper position. Know that your flesh is aching for provision, protection, and acceptance. But thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, because he has bought all three of those things back for you. Now you can enter his rest as you start to step into the promotion in August. Come on, August 1st, it's coming. Right here. I'm excited for you. So listen, I'm going to pray for you. All right. It's a quick message today because it doesn't need to be long. Listen, promotion is the 1st of August, the 8th of August. And again, on the 13th of August, things are going to start to get better right after that. All right. It's because it's another jump start. Then we're headed then on a fast and quick acceleration. So I'm going to pray for you because God's not only going to give you wisdom, he's going to give you strategy, he's going to give you instruction during this time, but do not turn any of those things into an idol. Do not get obsessed with the promise that's coming. Do not begin to obsess over it. As he drops it in you, say, thank you, Father. Thank you, but I'm going to keep it in the right platform, on the right foundation. I'm not gonna look to it as all of my answers. Come on, there's only one who's got the answer. That's God. He's the only one that's got the answer. You're not gonna look to the creative idea as the answer. It is a pathway in which a heavenly portal will open and great blessings will come to you on August 1st, on August 8th, and on August 13th, okay? These are the things. This is the divine setup that's happening, all right? But you got to keep your head on straight. You got to align with God in the proper times and seasons. So come out of this past week of mourning, okay? The 3 weeks of mourning. We're in it 1 week. There's still two weeks left. And yes, the 1st and the 8th and the 13th are still within that, okay? Those 3 weeks, which are considered to be tough on the Hebrew calendar. But God's grace is coming to promote during that time. So take that mourning and use it as a time of humility. Take the stripping, use it as a time of humility, and you say, Father, I'm going to worship you, and I'm going to serve you only. Listen, they missed that mark at the base of the mountain. They decided to worship the golden calf instead of keeping on track with who God created them to be and who he called them to be, a royal priesthood and a holy nation. Listen to me. You're a royal priesthood and a holy nation. You don't need anything. If an idea has come from heaven, do not grab a hold of that idea and make it a god. It does not get to sit on your mantle. Only one God gets to sit on your mantle. Keep that foundation straight. Keep all the foundations right on the apostles and the prophets and on God. He's going to open up a portal and he's going to bless you in a huge way. Come on, I'm ready for that blessing. Father, we just thank you in the mighty name of Yeshua. I thank you that August 1st is coming. I thank you, Father, you're going to release heaven upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that there's going to be a release of rain, Father. Lord, where we've been pruned, where we've been stripped, Lord, where we've been stretched, Father, you're now revealing the gold that you've been mining for. You're now properly positioning us to receive strategies and promotions and great financial blessings that are getting ready to come. And so, Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise because you are a good Father and all good gifts come from you and come from above. We open up our hands to receive those blessings right now. Come on, just receive them. Just receive those blessings of pouring out gold, silver, health. Health for you, health for your bones, health for your body, health for your heart, health for your mind, health for your finances, health for your children. Strength right now, health for your business in the name of Yeshua, that everything shall prosper that you shall put your hands to in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, I feel that fire right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I feel that fire. There's a fire that is coming upon you, right? And it's a fire of glory for the new season. And so, Father, we thank you. We look to heaven above and we declare and decree your goodness. And we thank you that all these good blessings come directly from you. We will not worship idols. We will worship you and serve you only. We will not serve the God of money, but we will only serve you, the God of the universe, the creator of the universe, and the creator of all things. We thank you, Father, that through your Son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood on the cross, who was buried and resurrected, sin, death, and the grave has been overcome, and we, the church of Jesus Christ, are seated with you in heavenly places. We receive today the prosperity and the wealth and the blessings that you want to bring to us in everything, spirit, soul, body, outside of us, Father. May we prosper in good health, even as our soul prospers. We lift our hands to you. We thank you for a release of new angels coming for the new assignments that you have for us, Father. We thank you that August is a season of promotion. It's a month that catapults us into you rebuilding our temples to be strong in the month of Elul and then setting us in the head of the year in the month of Tishri. We thank you, Father. We thank you that we're coming up into that time, Father, where we recognize and we see the new and fresh ideas from heaven. Whew, just receive that fire right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, just receive that fire. Father, I praise you and I thank you for that fire coming from heaven right now. Thank you, Jesus. Healing fire, angels from heaven right now. Excuse me, creative ideas coming right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Coming, coming, coming. Hallelujah. Father, we devote ourselves to you and our mind, our will, and our emotions focused on you as our source of provision, protection, and acceptance. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for relationships for you right now. The relationships that are shifting right now would come alive in the name of Yeshua, that you would begin to meet some new people. Phone calls are coming to you, new guidance and direction. God is setting you on a new path right now. Come on, I can hear it right now. Some of you getting some calls. You're getting some calls for a job change. You're getting some calls for new opportunities. Come on, they're coming right now because see, God is giving you the divine setup because he's getting ready to accelerate you. Some of you are getting ready to move house. Some of you are getting ready to make rapid change. Come on, it's coming to you right now. Whew. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see great blessings. I see an overflow of fruit, an overflow of flowers coming from heaven, which means great peace and joy. I see these things falling to the earth right now, and you are part of God's great plan. Whew. In the mighty name of Jesus. Just receive that fire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All provision comes from heaven in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, all right. Come on and join me on August 6th. It is going to be my next Maximize Your Prophetic Potential class or Ascend class. There's a link below. Just click it and put in SA1. then it's only $30 a month to come online with me. I get to know you. You get to know me. It's our Glory Road community. Maybe it's your new season to be a coach. God has equipped you. He's called you, anointed you, and appointed you and set you apart to be a life coach. Come join us for our soul transformation classes, which are not only going to bring healing to you, but teach you how to bring healing to others, but also learn how to be a basic biblical life coach or a transformational life coach, someone who's specialized in spirit, soul, and body, being a tripart being for the Lord. Come on, I can hear him now. Maybe you need a coach. Or maybe you want to be a coach. One way, reach out to us at dreammentors.org, dreammentors.org, and sign up today to come and engage in some of our classes. Listen, God's speaking to you right now. You've been set apart. You just need a credential. You need to know how to be a good people helper. These are great classes. Not only are you going to help you be changed, but also it's going to help you be a catalyst that God uses to change others. But maybe you just got certain things you want to talk to a coach about. We can set you up with that too, all right? So we serve both purposes. Need a coach or be a coach. One or the other, Dream Mentors has got you handled. All right, so there's a link down there for that as well. And again, get a copy of my book so you know what's getting ready to come. Get the Gregorian calendar and the Hebrew calendar matched up together. Prophetic revelations every single day, even when you're not hearing me speak it, you're going to get it straight from here in the mighty name of Jesus. Get your copy at CandiceSmithman.com or any major bookseller. All right. Thank you for joining me today for the weekly word. Share this with as many people as you can because August is a month of promotion, regardless of the fact that we're in the month of Tammuz on the Hebrew calendar, and we're still in the 3 weeks of mourning. But God says promotion on the 1st, the 8th, and the 13th. All right, be blessed, and I will see you next week.